Regina, Friday, the government of Saskatchewan announced a three-month agreement with Morris Interactive to fund an Indigenous mining pre-employment program in the province. This collaboration aims to connect Indigenous communities with the mining industry while embracing the digital transformation in potash mining. In 2023-24, the Ministry of Immigration and Career Training is allocating $48,000 to the Indigenous Mining Pre-Employment Program, which will run from September 2023 to November 2023, with participants from the Cowessess First Nation and surrounding area. The goal is to secure employment for participants in the potash mining sector upon completion of the program. The combination of driven students, the growing group of program partners, Mosaic, Cowessess First Nation, Conexus Credit Union and the Government of Saskatchewan, and the program's industry sponsors are the foundation that truly leads to meaningful careers, Morris Interactive CEO Matthew Say said. We embrace the opportunity to see the students join the mining sector and take ownership of long-term careers that they are proud of. This Indigenous Mining Pre-Employment Program will introduce participants to the mining industry, prepare them to pursue jobs and train on the basics of potash mining using virtual reality, simulators and drone technology. The 10-week program consists of 8 weeks in classroom and 2 weeks of work experience at Mosaic's Esterhazy mine site. This additional support for the Morris Interactive program by the provincial government is excellent news, said Bruce Bodini, Senior Vice President, North America for the Mosaic Company. Mosaic also made a major investment in the program in 2022. The work practicums at our sites provide education, mentorship and opportunity for Indigenous students looking to enter the potash industry. You can no longer count on social media to deliver important news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking saskdoday.ca's homepage at this link. Here's why you should bookmark your favorites. Subscribe to saskdoday.ca newsletter to get our daily news to your inbox.